Podsters, and welcome to Tuesday. We're back. Yes, it's Tuesday, the day before Wednesday, the day after Monday, and you made it through the hardest part so far. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. We are off to a positive week. I'm saying positive because that's what I'm going to need to be to keep this party moving. As always, we've had another busy week. And as I mentioned before, there still needs to be a holiday somewhere between April and the beginning of May. I have come to the realization to maybe I do overbook myself. Hence, the reason I fell asleep at 6 p.m. the other day and didn't wake up to midnight. I only woke up at midnight, stayed up for about an hour, and went back to sleep to wake up again about 4-ish. Exhausted would only explain how I felt mildly the night before. Yet, that's not what we're here to talk about. I must say I have some positive news to report. Another play of mine, which is called, ironically, 53 is the New 35, had its first reading this past weekend with a live cast on Zoom. I was so excited. I want to give a special shout out to the director, Christina, and the cast members. Thank you so much. They did an excellent job. And if you have a chance, check out my website at www.kmullins, that's K-M-U-L-L-I-N-S, .shop, S-H-O-P, and follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/MullinsKE. As soon as that recording is available, I will post that, and you can take a look at that on my page. Anyway, okay, enough for shout-outs. I would say also this past weekend, we had a great military ball. The kids looked marvelous. Everybody got, a lot of kids got awards. They had a great time. Shout out to everybody that came and the presenters. Thank you so much. But I will say also, getting to our topic, the beginning of this week has already been giving me red flags. I want to say, it was all a dream. Shout out to Biggie. But it wasn't. I felt more like it was a nightmare or deja vu would be a better description of this incident I'm about to tell you about. Sunday, this all happened, which was like a couple days ago. I decided to frequent this restaurant I hadn't been to in a minute. And the waitress took me back. Again, I know you podcasters out there under the age of 40 are wondering, took you back where? Well, it wasn't Back to the Future. It was back to the 60s, would be a better description of it. But it was still prevalent in the early 80s. Which rolls right into our topic. Drum roll, please. That's what we're doing today. Now, I'm going to start with here. Because there's been a few things these early days of this week that are not making sense to me. I really thought we were actually done with that topic. Not. Well, as I alluded earlier, I was exhausted Sunday. So I thought I'd get a late lunch, early dinner at this restaurant. I frequent every now and again. I love this particular sandwich they have there. It's called the hot tuna. It's great. If you ever have a chance to try the hot tuna sandwich, you'll love it. Anywho, I order the sandwich and another server delivers the sandwich and I never see my server again. Immediately I get a Denny's back in the 80s vibe. Why? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because nowadays in most establishments, when you place an order, there's a possibility another server might bring you your meal. But your server usually follow-ups and checks and asks the question, is everything okay? Now, I must admit, most times they ask the question, you're usually in mid-bite or haven't even had a chance to taste your food. Now, keep in mind, this restaurant is not busy. So I'm 4 bites into my sandwich. Nothing. And I must add, I'm almost finished with my water. Now, I did forget to mention, my server does see me. She has to walk past me to get the juice or refill drinks and whatnot, and so on and so forth. But somehow, she seems to have tunnel vision. She has checked on every table in this restaurant that she's serving, except mine. The first word that pops in mind is interesting. Am I being petty? Was the next statement I was having until, dun, dun, dun. This happens. The host seats a couple next to me, and guess who has to come and wait on him? If you said my server, you got it right. She takes their drink, orders, and walks off again, not acknowledging me. By this time, my glass of water is empty. I'm thinking, that's what we're doing today. Explicit 1, 2, and 3 are going off in my head. Then after I sit for a while, and she goes off, out back again, and comes in my direction, she says, do you need a box to go and a check? Really? Really is what is going on in my mind. The question wasn't, do you need more water? Or, how was your meal so far? It was more like, it's time for you to go, and here's your check. Well, it took me everything to hold that little devil on my shoulder and from acting the plum fool. So I responded, no, but I do need to see the manager. Now, when I say this was a Kodak moment, I couldn't elaborate it more. The look of shock on her face was priceless. She followed it with, is there a problem? I'm thinking, not only is there a problem, there's about to be a situation. Well, fortunate for me, Minnie wasn't speaking, so I responded, yes. You've been by my table at least 20 times, but failed to check on me at least once. Yet you miraculously show up when you think I was done. Yes, I do need to see a manager. Her response, well, as you can see, we're busy. Minnie responded, yep, too busy to help me. But maybe it's because of the way I look, since there's only one of Mia in here. Now, mind you, she also proceeds with, I'll have to find her. My response, I'll wait. Now, when you think it can't get any worse, she comes back to take the order of the people next to me. She looks over her shoulder and says, she's right over there. At this moment, I literally want to jump up and slap the taste out of her mouth for even implying that I need to get up and get the manager myself. Silly bunny, tricks were made for kids. This is what I'm thinking. You're really trying to push my buttons. Well, I said, can you go get her, please? And thank you. I really believe she was trying to irritate me. And that really irritated her that I was being very patient and very, you know, diplomatic. She reluctantly got the manager and was pleasant and gave the standard reply, the manager that is. I'm really sorry that you experienced this so on and so forth, and blah, 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 blah. But I wasn't happy. I paid my check and went about my merry way. What's the point? I'm glad you asked again. People in our society are still sending the same racial vibes as they were yesterday. The only thing that has changed is the day and the year, people. They are still doing those things. Some of you in podcast lands are probably grabbing your proverbial chest and saying, oh my gosh, I've never experienced this before. And you're probably right. Or you won't, because of how you look. But believe me, it still exists. But I'm not here to talk about racism. I'm here to talk about the crazy things people do and expect others to accept. By the way, I will be on social media later today making my complaint. And it's not really a complaint. I'm just making a statement of the experience I had at that restaurant to corporate. Because I have learned that when you have not so good experiences at any establishment, if you put it on social media, corporate responds, because they don't want that bad publicity. Lastly, I want to leave you with this. Why do people make excuses for other people? If you have a friend, relative, or close associate doing something wrong, tell them it's wrong and why. Don't make excuses for their bad behavior or try to cover it up. As the saying or the adage goes, I must say, what's done in the dark will come to light. And make this all make sense to me. Have a great Tuesday, Postures, and thank you for listening, as always. See you soon.